Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to continue on the subject that we preach the sovereignty of God. This is a subject so vast that it's just challenging to get our arms around all of this. And I understand that as soon as we bring up the subject of the sovereignty of God, there's 50 questions that immediately pop into your head. And I want you to know there are 50 great answers for those questions that come into our minds. And I think it's a good thing for you to have the 50 questions because it lets me know that you're really thinking this through. But in no way does it cause us to hesitate or hold back from preaching this glorious truth of the throne rights of God to exercise His supreme authority. We've already talked about this twice. If you haven't heard those podcasts, please go back and listen to those. But we have talked about the fact that God is supreme, God is predeterminer, God is creator, and God is executor. I want to now move to the fifth aspect, that God is meticulous. He's meticulous in His sovereignty, which is to say God is actively involved not only in the big picture of where history is headed, but God is involved in the small details as well. In reality, God is micromanaging all of the affairs of providence, and He is orchestrating not only those affairs in the macro, but also in the micro. And I'd like to give you some verses just to verify this. For example, in Psalm 139 in verse 16, David writes that all of our days were written in his book when as yet there was not one of them. Before you were ever born, God had already written in His book the day of your birth, and He wrote the day of your death. He wrote the number of your days in between, and He also has determined what will take place in those days. There's nothing random about your life. You need to know that you're living, you should be living with a sense of divine purpose. In Job 14, verse 5, Job says that the days of man are determined, and the number of months is with you. His limits you have set so that he cannot pass. God has already set the number of months and days that you have to live here upon the earth, and you will not exceed that limit. You will not live one day past the number of days that God has allotted to you. We read in Proverbs 16 and verse 9 that man plans his ways, but God directs his steps. Which is to say, God wants us to plan, but God intervenes into our plans and redirects our steps, in which we don't continue to follow our plan. We are now following God's plan. And in Matthew 10 and verse 29 and 30, Jesus said that there is not one sparrow that falls to the ground apart from your Father, meaning apart not just from your Father's knowledge, but apart from His providence. And then He adds that the very hairs of your head are numbered. How intimate and how intricate are these plans that God has? He has every detail of your life under the scrutiny of His sovereignty. Six, God is overruling. He is an overruler, if you will. And regardless of evil and Satan and sin and man's rebellion, God's purposes will be accomplished. He is directing human history to its appointed end. Listen to Psalm 33, verses 10 and 11. God nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of His heart from generation to generation. There will be no deviation by God from His eternal purpose and plan. Man plans something. I mean, what's it good for? He makes his plans and he rarely is able to carry them out. But when God plans what he will do, he always carries it out. Proverbs 21, verse 1. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it whichever way he will. The king's heart. And it's an argument from the greater to the lesser. If it's true of the king, how much more so is it true of the servants of the king? The heart of the mightiest man in the empire is in the hand of the Lord. And God can channel even the king's heart in whatever direction he so desires. What a statement of God's sovereignty. And in Isaiah 14, verse 27, the Lord of hosts has planned it. Who can frustrate it? It's a rhetorical question. The answer is so obvious, he doesn't even bother to answer it. No one can frustrate what God has purposed and planned to do. There is this certainty and inevitability of God's plans, the immutability of God's plans. He goes on to say, and his outstretched hand, who can turn it back? No one can slap the hand of God and in any way push it away and push it back from what God has determined to do. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 15 says he is the only sovereign. You know, sometimes I hear people put it this way, and it's just, again, it's just a pagan myth that it's like this tug of war between God and the devil. And so you need to get on the right side so you can help pull on that rope and pull it in God's direction. And if you're on the other side, you're going to help the devil and you're going to be pulling God in the wrong direction. Are you crazy? God is omnipotent. That means he has all power. He can do whatever he wants to do. And so what this is saying is that there is only one sovereign, not two sovereigns. What kind of dualistic understanding of the universe is that? There's only one sovereign. You need to understand this. The universe is not being run by a democracy. The universe is being run by a theocracy. The rule of one. It's not being run by majority vote. It is being ruled by God and God alone. And in Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. It would be easier for you to remove the rock of Gibraltar by throwing snowballs at it than for you to assail the church and to remove the existence and the advance of the church. You say, what about persecution? The church always thrives under persecution, and it has been the strongest when it is most resisted. Finally, I would say this to you as we consider the sovereignty of God. God is consummator, meaning he will bring all of his plans to their appointed end. Nothing will be left unfulfilled. Nothing will be left on the table. What God starts, God finishes. There will be no unfinished plans by God. He will bring human history to its appointed end. And so, even when we read the book of Revelation and we read the end of the age, we read things like this, Revelation 17, verse 17. God has put it in their hearts, referring to the ungodly kings of the earth. God has put it in their hearts to execute his purpose. You may say, well, does that make us puppets? Well, let me put it to you in Bible terms. You're clay, God is the potter. And God will make from one lump of clay vessels of wrath prepared for destruction. And he will make vessels of mercy prepared for glory. God is sovereign over humanity and human history. and he makes from one lump of clay some vessels for one use and other vessels for other use. But here he is putting into the hearts of the kings of the earth in the end times to execute his perfect plan. So God is the consummator. He will bring all of his plans to completion. That certainly cannot be said about me or you. Cannot be said about any really institution. It can only be said about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. As you preach, preach the greatness of God. Put God's glory on display and let people know the truth of Scripture, that he possesses supreme authority, and he not only possesses it, he exercises it every moment of every day. God bless you. Thank you for joining this podcast.